Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's something really interesting right here. How many know from some natural experience that adults see things in children that children don't know they see? A child, a youth, a teenager, try to pull one over on you. And they don't realize you used to be one. And you see them coming a mile away. And you see right through. But they don't see that you see through them. That's why they try to continue with the ruse. Exactly that same thing is true spiritually. People who have some spiritual development, they see through the other stuff. The spiritual person discerns all things, yet he himself is what? Judged or discerned of no man. The unspiritual don't know what they're doing or where they're coming from and don't understand them, but they're seeing through them. How many would like to have some discernment, some understanding, to be aware of what's going on instead of being in the dark all the time, to know where people are coming from, and oftentimes to be able to see motives and intentions? Well, babies don't see that. Mature ones see more and more. How can you put a price on it? It is so valuable in life when you're talking to somebody and you learn as you grow up. You're looking at them. You're hearing them. The words are bouncing off your eardrums, but you're looking into them. And you're hearing what the Spirit of God is saying to you about what they're saying. I don't know at the times that somebody's been talking, going. Usually the longer they talk, the less it means. I'm going to say that again. Usually the longer they talk, the less it means. Let me just give you some advice here. The longer you talk and the more you say it, the less people listen to you. The less they pay attention. Because they know that your words are not valuable to you. You don't choose them carefully. You don't esteem and pay attention to what you're saying. Why should they? No. The Lord wants to give you insight into what's going on. And so I don't know at the times that I've been talking to somebody, they've been talking to me, and while they're talking, the Lord said, that's got nothing to do with it. This is what it is. And it's just a completely different, and you'd have never got it. You could have listened to them for the next 10 years and never found it out. And by looking, and you can lay on the couch and ask questions till you fall off. And the Spirit of God can put his finger, go right through everything and put his finger on what it is. That's discernment. Yes. That's seeing. Yes. That's understanding. Babies don't see things. Mature ones do. Those who grow up. You want to be a baby?
No.
Be in the dark?
No.
Be clueless?
No.
That's also why that they are tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and cunning craftiness by lying, deceitful people. That's why they're so easily duped and fooled. So they don't have the discernment. You and I should be hard to fool.
Yes. Amen.
Shouldn't we?
Yes.
I mean, it just, you know, it's a testament against us that we let people fool us and take advantage of us and do stuff to us and we didn't have a clue. We got the Holy Ghost. We're supposed to pick up on things. We're supposed to get things. Well, they lied to me and they led me astray. Why'd you believe it? Why'd you follow? They messed me up. They gave me bad counsel. You didn't have to do it.
Right.
Why didn't you discern their ulterior motive? Now, don't feel bad. All of us have been fooled about some things, but it's because of why? We were too much babies because we got to grow up. Now, that doesn't mean you become suspicious of everybody. Huh? I've had people look at me and go, I have the gift of discernment. You got something and that ain't it. You got the gift of suspicion. Keep reading. He said, verse 14, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, neither can he know them because they are what? Can you discern them because of your great intellect? How much education you have? No amount of education will enable you to do this. I mean, some education is good, but education will not give you this. He that is spiritual judges or discerns all things, yet he himself is judged or discerned of no man. Who can know the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But what? We have the mind of what? Of a little bitty baby that doesn't know anything? Huh? Little ignorant in the dark baby? No. We have, who is the Christ? Who is the mature, perfect man? The completely mature, anointed man. That's what mind you have. You ought to go around saying it. Say it out loud. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of the mature, the anointed, the developed. I have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. Keep reading. See, this was divided up in chapter and verse by man, but it was written together. What's the next verse say? And, see, it flows together. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes, or we'd say babies in Christ. Not just babies, but babies in Christ. When you're first born again, you are a baby in Christ. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing to be ashamed about. You just got born again. But 10 years later, you ought not be a baby. You ought to be a child. 20 years later, you ought not be a baby. You ought to be a young adult, spiritually. 40 years later, you ought not be a baby. You ought to be mature. Spiritually. He said, I couldn't talk to you as spiritual. Now here you see, he's using the term spiritual, carnal, and baby, we could also say adult. Carnal people, even if they're born again, they're spiritual babies. If you were mature, you're not going to live and act carnally. See, people are trying to tell you, well, you know, they try to leave the impression, I am a highly developed, very spiritual individual, but I'm just having trouble with my flesh. Have you ever seen that kind of implication? Oh yeah, they're a mighty man of God and very spiritual, but they just have a lot of trouble with their flesh. And they talk about their flesh like it's a third party belonging to somebody else. Oh, my flesh, if I could just get rid of my flesh. Your flesh is not another person. It's the glove your spirit is in. Your spirit is not another person. That's you. That's who you are. Are you with me now? And if you're not controlling your flesh, what do we know? You're a baby. I don't care what you think you know. How many scriptures you can quote. If you were mature, you'd be controlling your flesh.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He said, verse 2, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto, up till now, you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. So let's talk about babies. But we're having so much fun, aren't we? Can you tell? See, I told you last week we were excited about this. Let's talk about babies. When you get born again, how many believe you've been born again? Huh? How many believe that's serious business? You need to know that you've been born again. You need to know that. If you don't know that, you need to get that fixed before you get out of here this morning. And you can. Jesus has already paid the price. You have to believe him. Receive on him. Confess him as Lord of your life. Believe God raised him from the dead. Mean it from your heart. Not just mouth words, but then come on and serve him. Well, if you'll do that, you release your faith, you will be born again. And when you are born, why does he say born again? Actually, if you look up the words, it has to do with the idea of being born from above. Being born from above as opposed to being born from beneath. And we use this phrase a lot, maybe more than the scripture uses it, but born again. And that is applicable because he was talking to Nicodemus about, he says, how can a man be born again another time? Can he enter into his mother's womb the second time? See, he's trying to figure this out. He knows what he's talking about. He brought it right back to natural birth. And he said, no. You got to be born not just of water. And you know, when a person is born, the mother's water breaks, as they say. You're surrounded by water and you're born out of that realm and dimension of flesh and water. But you're also to be born out of the realm of spirit.
Yes.
And it is just as real.
Amen.
As when a baby is born in the natural.
Thank you, Lord.
Born of the spirit. And so, when you're born of the Spirit, you're born again, you are a baby.
Yes, sir.
When people get born again, whether they pray with us over the internet or TV or come down to the altar or just stand in the back and pray, how many understand we've had births?
Yes, sir.
In this place.
Yes, sir.
And beyond this place and in the body of Christ, there are births. And when that happens, we got babies. And that's why we talk about, you know, we have guys that do some follow-up and some things, but then we encourage you. Help us to check on these babies. Why? Because they're babies. Babies don't do anything for themselves. Do they? And we don't expect them to. You know? We don't just, you know, after the baby's born, go home. And somebody said, where's the baby? He said, well, we expect they'll be along after a while. If there's anything to them, they'll show up. Well, who's going to feed the baby? Well, let him feed himself. I have to feed myself. No. Babies need help. Babies need others to do for them. And you and I need to be ready to step up with spiritual babies, right? Even though they might be in a 50, 60, 70 year old body, we got to realize they are a brand new baby. We need to help them learn how to pray, help them learn how to believe God, help them learn how to eat, right? We need to help them with everything. And if they don't know they need help like that, well, we need to help them as much as they'll let us anyway, because they need it. They don't know how.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Babies, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603B. That's R1603B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.